In this generation, the nisyonot, all the nisyonot, the challenges are much harder than they used to be. Especially in this inyan of Tabat Niuf. Like it says about Yosef HaTzadik, Shitnasa Bezev Meshach Tkufa Mesuyemet V'Dai. That he was tested with the nisyon of Niuf, with the wife of Potiphar, for a certain period of time, and that's all. Or Al Boaz, right? Boaz, which Ruth came to, she laid by his leg, his feet. He had only one time, that was the test. And they were very, very holy, these people. And even if a person wants to be a Noef, wants to sin in those days, kama meniot, kama היה צריך להתאמץ. How much it was very difficult that to go find someone not tzanua. It wasn't like today, right? To see something not tzanua. Okay, and even later when they started already with all the disgusting movies, okay, still, it was difficult to reach them. Busha, people were embarrassed. 40 years ago, 50 years ago, it wasn't so popular. אבל היום לצערנו, הרב, זה ניסיון שכל שנייה ושנייה. But today, unfortunately, it's a test of every second. הוא נמצא כאן. He's here. בכל רגע, every moment. במחשב, in the cell phone, בטלפון, ברחוב, in the computer, in the street, wherever you are, it's all nakedness. מראות פרוצים שתכננו מיוחד כדי להבהיר באדם זה שתאווה. הייתי לו commercials, everything. שם מרחם. ממש להוציא אותו מדעתו, to make a person crazy. לשרוף לו את המוח ואת הנשמה שלו. To burn his brain and his soul. וזה אפילו לא נחשב לדבר מגונה בדרך חברה. It's not even considered something not nice. Where a person goes around, is with that woman and that woman and that woman in Bahia, and to look at women in Bahia, it's all great. I remember I had a driving teacher, to tell me to drive. He used to always look at the women in the street. Wow, is it yafa zoti? Is it zo? It's so beautiful, it's so pretty. I said, you're not married? He said, I am. I said, what are you doing? He said, I get the appetite outside, I go eat at home. And he wasn't even embarrassed to say this. Disgusting. You hear what you're saying? You're betraying your wife every second? You're looking at other women? They don't מתבייש? כל אחד יכול לשים לב, להפוך לרשע שלו של האיכות, למעשים שלא יעשו. Each one could do these mysim which now they do very easily in our generation. In those days, 100 years ago, 50, even 50, 60 years ago, people did certain things that they did today, they would go to mental house, they're considered crazy, considered sick. Maza, you have a problem. אבל היום, with one press of a button, a person could see things, disgusting things, with a person in Russia 100 years ago couldn't see even his whole life. אם אין לאדם את השעה התבודדות, and if a person does not have the hour התבודדות, שבא הוא עומד לפני השם, that in that hour he stands in front of השם, הוא מבקש, הוא מתחנן, לפחות חצי שעה שמירת העיניים, and he begs השם, he asks השם, at least half an hour by שמירת העיניים, ולהינצל מהתינופת שמשודרת אליו, ומתינה אותו בכל רגע ורגע, and to be saved from the filth that is always sent to him, and every moment is in front of his eyes, all these taivas and domination. As the master, if a person doesn't have this hour, אין לו שום כלי ושום כוח ירחם ביצרה קשה ועצום. As the person does not have the power to fight this difficult, awesome יצרה, אי אפשר. He doesn't have. You have to ask Hashem. You have to have התבודדות. התבודדות, like it adds, what the Ramah says, besides the half an hour that you do on Shabbat night, it makes you focus. And what the tachlis in life is. I was walking from the shul to my house after Maariv. In my head I was thinking about Hashem, the tachlis of the world and everything. And now I was thinking, what, people in the street, they think about this? I don't remember I used to think about Hashem. Before I learned the Rav Arush and the Rabbeinu's teachings, I didn't think about Hashem. I learned in Yeshiva. My whole life I learned Torah. But who's talking about Hashem? Hashem is Hashem. And I have my life. That's how it used to be. But when someone does it, both do it. What it does, it makes you focus. And even if all day you forgot Hashem, even during, because during davening, we also forget Hashem all the time. Right? We're here, we're davening here, and we're somewhere else in the world. Like of Levi Yitzchak Berditcha, the story I always say that he davened Maariv in a mincha in a kretschme in a certain place with a bunch of merchants. And after mincha, and before mincha, he spoke to them a little bit. After mincha, he comes over to them, oh, shalom aleichem, shalom aleichem. So they were laughing. What do you mean? You just met beforehand. He said, yeah, you came back from there, and you keep telling them where their minds were during Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah, so also during Shmoneh Esrei, during davening, a person can be roaming around and not be focused on Hashem. But on Yigbala Dut, you're focused on Hashem. Because the fact that you came, even if you're silent, you have nothing to say. The fact that you came to speak with Hashem, you're already focused on Hashem. You're ready, you're focused on Hashem. Why did I come? Stop, you came to focus on Hashem. And then if a person has some talks, even more. And if he speaks mamash, if he has half an hour on the eyes, it all makes him focus back to that. I don't know what other people think in the street. I try not to think about what they think. But Stam, I just from personal experience, and each one here could come here if he wants, could think to himself, that without the teachings of Rabbeinu, without an hour of Yibodadut, I don't think of Hashem. I forget about Hashem. My life is not focused. My life is not focused. I don't think of Hashem. And with Rabbeinu, with an hour of Yibodadut, stop walking in the street, you're focused on Hashem. And even if you're doing an Avela, you're focused on Hashem. You're doing an Avela. The Avela is, that's not really what I need to do. I know I want to be with Hashem. Okay? You're always focused on Hashem. It's a beautiful life. Yesh lecha avoda. You have a work to do. Zeika avoda vezeika tefila. This is the main work of a person in the world. That's the main tefila a person has to daven for. Ki Rabbeinu kore la niyuf hara kolel. Rabbeinu calls the niyuf the general ra, the ra. It puts in general all the bad in the world is in it. V'im ha'adam mitnakeh b'zeh mizeh, and if a person cleans himself from this, az v'nakel itnakeh mishah ara sheyesh bo. So very easy, he'll be cleaned up from all the bad that he has. Rabbeinu says this, from Rabbeinu himself says this. You clean yourself up from this, everything else is very easy afterwards to clean. Lachen, kol echad itpalel veitpalel al ze. Therefore, each and every one of us have to daven and daven and daven just about this. Shmirat ha'inayim and kedusha. Bitul ha'tava, nullifying the tava. You shouldn't have any lust, any desire b'chal to women, to look at women b'chal. It won't interest you at all. Utzichin neparet b'tfilah et kol ha'inyanim. The person, when he davens, he has to specify, he has to spell out. Ribono shel olam. Tevatel me bishlemut kol tavat niyuf. Nullify for me completely tavat niyuf. Tevatel me bishlemut tavat ha-mishgal. Nullify for me completely the taiva to be with women. Tevatel me bishlemut tavat v'achemda shel leyofi anashim. Nullify for me completely the love and the lust and the coveting to the beauty of women. It's three different things. I'm going to speak about this. There's new. There's Tavat Mishgal and there's Yofi Anashim. Okay. Yofi Anashim is the beauty of women. A woman's form, a woman's face. A person has a Tavat to see why. Stop, something's wrong in the head. Okay. Why when you look at a man nothing happens? Something's wrong with it. And Tavat Mishgal is the action to be with a woman. And Tavat Niyuv, I'm not sure. Rav Arush once we asked him, and he said, I have a whole shiur about it, and he didn't tell us exactly, so I didn't learn so much about it. Mishgal is the action. or a woman's with a man's with a woman. When a person he desires to be with a woman, it's called, Rabbeinu called it Tavat Besarim. He loves flesh. Wait, he loves the woman? He doesn't love the woman. He doesn't, what's the woman? The neshama? He loves that neshama? No. He loves that flesh. Tzrichim yitzok azeh yom, yachar yom, kochot chadashim. Every day you have to scream about this Hashem. With new kochot. Every day new koach. Moshe Nema, kaveh el Hashem, chazak v'yametz libecha, v'kaveh el Hashem. What's the pshat? Rabbeinu teaches it. Kaveh el Hashem. Chazal teaches it. Kaveh el Hashem. Cry out to Hashem. Avot to Hashem. Davin to Hashem. And then you see that you don't have success. Chazak v'yametz libecha. Don't worry. Kaveh el Hashem again. Be strong. Call Hashem again. Call Hashem again. It doesn't make a difference. Like we said, we don't look at the result at all. We don't care for the result. The person can daven for 30 years, the same thing. We don't care for the result. We care for the davening. We daven, Baruch Hashem. We ask Hashem, Baruch Hashem. That's what we're up to. And besides, when a person davens for a long time, we'll see tzotzaot. We'll see results. V'itchanen v'izak yivakesh l'chamei Hashem v'arach shu'a v'arachamim v'chazadim. And he should beg and cry out to Hashem, scream out the mercy of Hashem, and He's the Father of all mercy and all kindness in the world. His kindness and mercy is endless for His children. And he should say, Ribono Sholam, Rachem Aleinu Ki Godel Rachmanutcha, Ribono Sholam, have mercy on us like the greatness of Your mercy. Especially in this generation, that we're in this generation, the Racham HaKadosh said that before the Mashiach comes, before the Gula comes, we will fall into the Shah Anun of Tuma, the 50th gate of Tuma, contamination. We see ourselves we could see. Et Hashem mitcholel v'koroi imanu yom yom, what happens with us every day. How the generations went down, and Am Yisrael, which were holy, were so, every Jew is so pure, so holy. And go see what goes on. Now, yesterday I went on the train. To go on the train. It's time you see two boys get on in their 20s maybe. As they're full of tattoos, is it Jews? Is it Koi Valev? Or the marathon, they had a marathon. You heard they had a marathon in Yerushalayim? Marathon, you say anything?
Yeah.
Marathon? Marathon?
Right, so a 27 mile?
I don't know, I happened to be in town for that day. I was trying to get somewhere. I couldn't because of that stupid marathon. Mm-hmm. I was telling my wife, I can't believe this. Look at this. Thousands of them are just running. They're just running. What's wrong with them? Where are they running to? What happened?
Men and together, right?
Huh? Of course, men and women, religious people. I couldn't understand. It couldn't pass my mind. What's wrong with you? Makara, life is going by and you're running. Mom is sugar, stop in the streets.
Well, not only that.
And then they call us crazy.
But it's
we're the crazy ones. We don't want this world. We're the crazy
given the
ones.
Distance, and that's a long distance, and given the speed, people were actually getting injured from heat exhaustion.
So they get that's the injuries. The spiritual injury was much worse.
People were dying.
I don't understand.
Three quarters naked.
Listen, forget Breslin. If you want Hashem, there's no point. That's true. If you want Hashem, there's a point where running there or running to a shul. Maybe that's how. I prefer sitting in my house and learning Torah and keeping my money. Or going to the field and keeping my Hashem. Or cleaning for Shabbos and keeping my Hashem.
I mean, we have the Jerusalem marathon every single morning with five cats.
Different. That's a different marathon. But that, the Ramash is.
What do you do
to keep
in shape?
Are you solid?
What?
What do you do to keep the kosher?
I walk from here to there, and I go to the field, and I do it with the dudes, and I have a kosher. Sadly, I don't sit all day like that. I do. What? I go to the gym.
Actually, walking is better than the gym.
Okay. You buy a treadmill, it's called?
No, the treadmill's the worst thing for you.
Why?
You need to actually stretch, and walking is probably the best thing.
You could stretch on the treadmill, no?
No, they've actually done studies and they found out that walking is probably the best thing for you.
No, they do that studies. In 10 years, they do other studies, don't worry. Depends who makes the studies, the company which owns the thing or not. What? Yeah, very sad.
Women and
of course, men and women together, yeah.
3/4 naked.
Not all.
Not really. How can you say really?
No, my wife told me that skirts. Wait, some ladies are running in skirts.
It's not religious. No. Can't be.
They keep Shabbos. What do you mean? Why otherwise would they run with street?
I work for an agency. It's Pusik was Rabbi Yossi. And I thought it would be very neat to have a group. I had a group of people, runners, that approached me. So they'd like to run for your organization.
What did they do? Put a shirt on with the name?
Uh-huh.
I saw all kinds of shirts.
And, you know, we'll raise thousands of dollars for you. Uh-huh. And we asked for Rabbi Yossi. We didn't know what to do. So he said, no. He said, you can't do it because men and women are running.
And together.
And I said, you know, every idea that I come up with to raise money for the organization, it'll work. Because this would work because the people approach me. And they're all Orthodox people.
Yeah.
But he said, no, it's the...
It's a...
The men and women running together.
That's so.
So that's
what it's like. Kitzu. Save me, Hashem. I don't want to think about bad things. Thank me, Avin. Kitzu. Davin and Davin. Give me the koach to go with my eyes down, my head down. I shouldn't want any will to look at women. And that's a person. You make up the prayers and Davin again and again and again. And Hashem answers until he gets clean. Masada? Good. Now we have some stories to tell you. What are my stories?